What's up, friends? All right, today's episode coming to you late, but hey, better late than never, right? Today we're talking all about alignment and how you 3D print your desired reality by becoming your higher self. How do you align to her? It's simpler than you might think. So tune into this episode. It is one you will not want to miss.
Welcome to Inhabit with Alessia Citro, a show dedicated to helping you expand your life and inhabit your dreams. After becoming a corporate dropout and faltering, I realized that the only thing keeping me from my big vision was not taking the small, consistent actions that compound and move the needle. Together, we'll uncover and discuss the ways we stay stuck and how you can unlock your potential in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, friends. I am so happy to be back with you. I apologize for there being a gap in the series. I have been so consumed with completing the manuscript of my book and finally sending off that second draft to my editor that I had time for pretty much nothing else.
And then I recorded this episode and we left for the airport for 2 weeks in South Africa before I could edit it and get it out. So, thank you for your patience. Now that I'm back, and
now that the book is not fully done, but getting very close, I am going to continue peeling back the curtain on the Higher Self Habits Method. So, this is part two of the series, and it's all about alignment. So, to refresh, there's 5 stages to this method I created. The first is aware. That's what we covered on part one. This is alignment. Then there's audit, activation, and ascend and amplify. So we will go through the remaining 3 parts very soon, but today it is all about alignment. So what does alignment even mean? If you are listening to this and you feel stuck, or you feel like you're living in Groundhog Day, or you feel unclear, uncertain, like you're on a hamster wheel, or you're just not in your truth. The thing that's really interesting about this work in habits is that I find much of the time we have been conditioned to chase external validation. So let me back up a little bit. There's 4 components that create the behavior formula, and you have to have all 4 in adequate amounts or a behavior does not happen. So the first, and you can remember this with the acronym of ACTS. ACTS. And we'll talk about this in depth in part 4 of the series. But for now, here's a little bit about it. The A is for ambition. You have to have a desire to do the behavior. The C is for capability. You must be able to do it. The T is for trigger. What is it that prompts or cues you to do it? And S is for satisfaction, or the reward that you get. Sometimes the reward you get is by avoiding something like punishment or pain or whatever. Back to what I was saying about why many of us feel out of alignment. Often it's because we have been conditioned to pursue external rewards instead of the internal reward of being in our purpose, of being in line with what we know we're meant to do in the world. And maybe you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm meant to do. Look, I don't really either, but I know I'm supposed to be using my voice. I'm leaning more and more into the gifts that I know I have, which is learning information, synthesizing it, sharing it with people, doing everything possible to uplift and empower and remind people of who they have inside. And that is what alignment's about. It doesn't mean you have all the answers, but it means you are acting in accordance with a better, higher version of you, and that you are also aligning your emotions to that better version of you. The magic formula for manifesting something, for 3D printing your desires into reality, is that you have a vision that has intention and you pair it with emotion. That is the language of the quantum. That is how you make magic happen. So people often wonder, how come nothing has happened for me yet? I would venture to guess, and I experience this too, okay? I would venture to guess it's because you have incongruence between your thoughts and desires and what your heart feels, what you feel deep in your soul. if your emotions are skewed by a belief that you are not worthy or you're not good enough or whatever it might be, that is tainting your emotions and it's sending a mixed signal. And that's why your desires aren't coming through. Okay, so what does all this mean in practice? So when you begin your alignment journey, the way I see it happening initially is you have to get really clear on why any of it matters. For me, this happened when I wrote my grandparents' eulogy. And I've shared this on the show before, so I'll keep this brief. This is about you, not about me and my story. But I tell you what, you write the eulogy for two of the most loved and respected people that you've ever known in your life. And you reflect on what made them so wonderful, so genuine, how they made you feel, right? I only felt wonderful in the presence of my grandparents. And as I reflected on all the things that made them so special, I was like, oh my God, I'm not living this way, right? If my funeral were held tomorrow, I don't know that I would like what was said in the eulogy if people were being really honest. And so it forced me to course correct, to get in alignment with my values, with my priorities, and to, as the saying goes, put my money where my mouth is, right? At that time, I was drinking too much. I was chasing accolades and success and things that ultimately, like, the external shit doesn't really matter. And so it totally course corrected me, is really the only way I can put it. So when you think about what you would want said at the end of a very long, fulfilling, happy life that's full of love and accomplishment and abundance, what would you have done to get there? And more importantly, who would you have had to have been for that to happen, right? And I think that's no one wants to think about that, but it can be a very powerful way to inform what needs correcting, what's in misalignment that can be corrected now. As you're thinking about this too, there's an adage of seeing the forest through the trees. And so I just offer this. If you are very concerned with the tree right in front of you or the tree behind you or the trees to your side, you are missing the majesty and the magnificence of the forest. You're missing the scope of it. I've noticed anytime I'm in my own way and very fearful, in analysis paralysis, feeling super stuck, usually the common denominator is that I am making it about me. If we can shift into service and giving, how can we then open up to receive what's meant for us? So if you're sitting there scared shitless, here's the thing too. The more really successful people I meet, like, I've met so many of my heroes and they all say the same thing. No, we're still scared. We just keep showing up. It doesn't get easier. You just get stronger. If you are having a hard time doing that, I invite you to look within and ask yourself really honestly, are you making it about you? Making it about other people will make it so much easier to get moving. So here's the next thing about alignment. I briefly alluded to this, but let's dive into it in more detail. There is a typical formula that people follow when describing how they wish their life was. They'll say something like, if only I had more time, I could do that thing that would make me be this way. How many times have you said that? I've said it a lot. That's just the way that most of us talk until we become conscious of it. But that formula is completely backwards. It's putting the cart before the horse, as the saying goes. I love farm sayings, by the way. That's another thing from my grandparents. Anyhow, how can you shift this? So you flip it to be, do, have. How you are being determines how and what you do, or what you do and how you do it. That would be a better way of saying that. And then the doing determines what you have. It all starts from being. But so often, you guys, I do this all the time too without even realizing it. And I have to catch myself. Oh, if only I had more cash, I could go do this and then I could be successful. Okay. How about instead I focus on being the type of coach that people cannot wait to work with, that they are rushing to grab their credit card, whatever it might be. And then if I do in the energy of that magnetic coach, guess what? Then you have the clients, you have the cash flow, all that, right? So we get it completely backwards. And we all do this. So just the next time that you notice yourself saying, oh, I wish I had whatever. Okay, what do you need to be in order to have it? Because the being makes the doing so much easier. That is honestly how we access ease and flow versus feeling like we're pushing, right? Here's the other part that's really cool about focusing on being. I talk about this in the book and explain it in very simple terms. That said, it still might take a couple reads through this chapter to fully absorb it, because it definitely did for me the first time I was introduced to these concepts. But it's around the power of the quantum field and leveraging it. So the quantum is how you 3D print what you want into reality, right? And if you focus on being her now, being the version of you that you aspire to, that is how you actually end up creating her, becoming her. Now, this doesn't happen instantaneously, at least in our 3D reality, but it does create a blueprint in the quantum field. The more you do this, the more you are essentially narrowing the probabilities to the desired reality that you have. So how can you focus on your energetics, which is the being? How can that inform the way that you do what you do, how you are in the world, how you act, how you interact, all of that? And then that informs the having. The final note on alignment is looking at your emotional state at any given time. I have become fascinated by this concept since reading in Book Club, Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza. We're still reading it through the month of March. So if you want to join us for that, there's still time. We're taking it way slow because this book is very meaty, but wow, is it opening my eyes. Something that Dr. Joe introduces in that book is the fact that we become addicted to emotions, because what are emotions at their core? They're neurochemicals. So just the same way that you could become addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to gambling, right? Like you're chasing the emotional feeling, or the lack of it, the numbing potentially, but it's how you feel that informs why you're doing the thing, right? And the emotional associations that come with it. So what emotions are you addicted to chemically? Are you addicted to stress? This is the conversation I've been having with some coaching clients, actually, is like, are you continuing this behavior because you are quite literally addicted to the cortisol and the adrenaline and like the stress hormones that come from that? Are you addicted to feeling bad about yourself? Are you addicted to feeling shame? Why I'm bringing all this up, it's been very eye-opening for me to understand the frequencies that each of these emotions carry. This is an invitation to vibe check yourself. Like how Ice Cube said, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah, kind of like that, but check your emotions. The way that the emotional frequency scale works, this was created by Dr. David Hawkins back in the 90s. He tested over like 250,000 people or something like that for their energetic level feeling a given emotion, and he came up with a scale. The lower the frequency, or the lower the vibe, in other words, the worse things are probably going for you. Everyone at this point has probably heard of the law of attraction. Like attracts like. Whatever you are an energetic match for, you will call in. If you are operating in a really low vibrational state, like shame or guilt, you are going to attract more things and more people and more circumstances in your life to continue that. So it's twofold, actually. I'm realizing this as I'm saying it. You have the chemical addiction, but then it becomes like its own feedback loop, because you continue attracting more of the same circumstances in. let me just give you like a quick rundown of the emotional frequency scale. And I invite you as you listen to this to just consider, what are the emotions that you are typically in? And how can you begin to shift them higher up the scale? So the lowest is shame. Below that would be death, because you don't have a vibration when you're dead. So let that sink in for a second. So the lowest is shame. Above that is guilt. Above that is apathy. Kind of interesting. Grief is above that. Then comes fear, desire. Anger is above that. By the way, I'm like, wait, is that right? I fact checked this, triple checked. Desire is lower than anger. Isn't that interesting? I need to dig into why, but I haven't had a chance yet. Then above anger is pride. Above pride is courage. And then we start moving into like the green emotion. So it starts with red, goes to orange, goes to yellow. Now we're in the green, moving our way up to indigo. So it matches the color. It does match the colors of the chakras, which I talk about in the book too. So anyways, you have neutrality, then willingness, acceptance, reason, love, joy, peace, and finally enlightenment. If you can be in a state of peace, this is why I protect my peace at all costs now. I had a post on social media the other day that I like really toned down, because I'm like, you know what? I just don't have the energy to get into an argument with someone on the internet right now. I'm protecting my peace. The more you can stay within peace, the higher vibration, the better things that will come to you, the more of what you're calling in, the more that you can stay in states of love and reason and acceptance, things will just go better, right? So thinking about this, what is it that is important to you? When you reflect back on a wonderful life, what do you want your legacy to be? Why does it matter? Who will you have served if you lean in to your full potential and align with it? How can you focus more on being, which will inform the doing and lead to the having? How can you focus on embodying an emotional state that will call in your higher self, because you will be attracting her experiences? That is how you 3D print what you want into reality. Clear vision, the why, the intentionality, pairing it with the emotion. That is the secret formula.
As you consider all the things we've discussed on today's episode and you focus on getting into alignment, prepare for next week when we go through part 3 of 5. And that is my favorite part of the process, actually, which is the audit stage. Now, I know the word audit probably makes you think of like the IRS and doesn't sound very fun, but I think you're actually really going to like it, because I give you a very clear formula for how to examine the areas of your life that you should double down on and the parts that maybe need to go by the wayside. And if you're like me and you've been wearing busy as a badge of honor, you might really need this part of the process. So with that, I thank you again for your patience and me getting out this very belated episode. And I can't wait to see you back here next week.